And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 21st of August, 2016. It's the birthday of the novelist Robert Stone, born Brooklyn, 1937, raised by his mother, who was schizophrenic, and when she went into an institution, he went into a Catholic orphanage. Sometimes he and his mother would drive cross-country and end up in a Salvation Army shelter or a random hotel. He said, "My early life was very strange. I was a solitary. Radio fashioned my imagination." Dropped out of high school, joined the Navy, moved to New York City, worked as a copy boy at the Daily News, went briefly to NYU, got married, moved to New Orleans. And there he was inspired to write his first novel entitled A Hall of Mirrors, which came out in 1967. Robert Stone served as a correspondent in Vietnam for a British magazine, where he got material to come home and write the novel Dog Soldiers. Came out in 1974, story of a burnt-out playwright, John Converse, who leaves the fading counterculture of California to work as a correspondent in Vietnam and ends up smuggling heroin out of the country. It won the National Book Award. Robert Stone said, "Writing is lonely. Most of the time you're in a room by yourself. Writers spend more time in rooms, staying awake in quiet rooms, than they do hunting lions in Africa. So it's a bad life for a person because it's so lonely and because it consists of such highs and lows. And there's not always anywhere to take these emotional states. It's a life that's tough to sustain without falling prey to some kind of beguiling diversion that's not good for you." It's the birthday of poet Ellen Hinsey, born Boston, 1960, author of Update on the Descent. Ellen Hinsey, who said, "Poetry is the conscience of a society. No individual poem can stop a war. That's what diplomacy is supposed to do. But poetry is an independent ambassador for conscience. It answers to no one. It crosses borders without a passport, and it speaks the truth. That's why it is one of the most powerful of the arts." Here's a poem for today by Dana Gioia, the Sunday News. "Looking for something in the Sunday paper, I flipped by accident to local weddings, yet missed the photograph until I saw your name among the headings, and there you were, looking almost unchanged, your hair still long, though now long out of style, and you still wore that stiff, ironic look that was your smile. I felt as though we sat there face to face. My stomach tightened. I read the item through. It said too much about both families, too little about you. Finished at last, I put the paper down, stung by jealousy, my mind aflame, hating this man, this stranger whom you loved, this printed name. And yet I clipped it out to put away inside a book, like something I might use, a scrap I knew I wouldn't read again, but couldn't bear to lose." A poem by Dana Gioia, the Sunday News, from 99 Poems, published by Grey Wolf Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices, subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by LegalZoom, supporting small businesses with formations, corporate filings, and independent contract and tax advice. Legal help is at LegalZoom.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.